Hey everyone, it is May 2nd. Hope you had an amazing weekend and are ready for the week. So this is your episode of Mondays with the Mayor. Starting this Thursday, May 5th, just remember, stage one fire restriction. So that's important to know, guys. So it's no residential burn permits will be issued. I can't do model rockets. No fireworks, of course. No smoking outside your vehicles, outside your residential yard, or outside apparently designated smoking areas. No outdoor use of firearms. That's important. And then cooking, warming, or campfires that are ash-producing. So you can still have a propane barbecue. You just can't have just a fire barbecue. So just keep that in mind. If you need to know more, check out CAFMA's website and be able to break it down to you. I know it's kind of confusing sometimes when you're like, hey, we're stage one, stage two, what that looks like. So just pay attention. This week is an exciting week. Also starting May 5th is Prescott Valley Days. So Prescott Valley Days runs from Thursday, May 5th to Sunday, May 8th. So we have a lot going on. It kicks off with Ranch to Table on Thursday night, and then also Friday night, outdoor concert, Fiesta de Pueblo, and it's over at basically the entertainment center. So if you just go over in that area, this will be right behind Colt Grill. You'll check it out. They'll have a stage set up, and it is really a good time. So there'll be concerts. Then there are also going to be the carnival. You'll see that setting up as well. When you're driving down Glassford Hill, you'll see it over there to the east side of Glassford Hill. So check it out. Go to the Town of Prescott Valley's website or head over to the Chamber of Commerce website, and it'll break down exactly what is happening this week. As we move forward, a week from Saturday is on May 14th is Team Up to Cleanup and our Spring Cleanup Day. So keep that in mind. So if you have a bunch of junk laying around the house and you want to go dump it, it's free. So on May 14th, from 8 to 4 p.m., you head on down Valley Road, past the Ace Distribution Center, wind your way down there, and they'll have a makeshift dump set up, and you can just load all your stuff and unload it. So if you need help dumping, and you perhaps might not have a truck, or you're just in a physical incapacity where you cannot dump, contact You contact someone, and they will help you out. So we'll get the Lions Club. They'll help you out. So if you contact the Lions Club, let them know you're having some trouble and some difficulties. They hopefully will be able to get you on the schedule and help you. What else we have going on? May 21st, I know it's a few weeks out, but it's important to put it on your calendar. We have Badges and Bobbers down at Fane Park, and that goes from 9 until noon. And it's just a great opportunity to head on down. You don't need a license to fish. You just head on down there. The police departments will be there. Bring your kids. Bring your tackle gear. If you don't have a fishing pole, we can provide one for you as a loaner. And it's just a good opportunity to take your kids out there, go fishing. If you've never experienced it before, there'll be a lot of people there. They'll be able to help you with baiting a hook, tying knots, showing you a good spot to set up. And the police officers will be there. And you can interact with them and just have a good time. So again, Saturday, May 21st, 9 until noon. Same day, but starting at 5:30. Over at the Entertainment District, it's going to be in the Artificial Grass area of the Prescott Valley Town Center, right behind Colt Grill, Rhythm and Brews. So it's a good time. Head on out there. For more information, go to our Prescott Valley website, pvaz.net/parks. So again, it's a great opportunity. It's a free event. Show up and have a good time. What else do we got going on? Oh, this Saturday will be the debut of our Yava Line Transit Plus. It'll be in the Prescott Valley Parade, so you'll check it out. It'll be all wrapped up with the design and the logo, and you'll just kind of see what we have going on. So check that out this Saturday when the parade starts, I believe 9 o'clock. And also check out the new parade route. It won't be going in front of the event center. It'll be ending at Lake Valley. So check that out. Be sure to prepare for that. And also, of course, folks, we have to do our dad joke. It's not a bad joke. It's a dad joke. And because this is going to be Star Wars themed, because we always start off every May with a Star Wars theme joke. And if you don't know, you might want to look into why we do a Star Wars joke this week. Where did Luke Skywalker buy his new arm? At the secondhand store. All right. Folks, may the fourth be with you this week. Have a great day.